Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Let's talk about Russian aggression.
Oh, my. We have entered into a new era here in our relationship with Russia ever since their invasion of the Crimea in the south of Ukraine. And Russia has said, well, you know, it's our the land is filled with Russian-speaking people of Russian culture, so we have every right to take Crimea. But the thing that we need to realize is that part of communist philosophy was to take their people and transport them into the lands that they conquer so that the culture and the language of the Russians and of the communists would then be spread into all these other lands. So why is Crimea, why do they have Russian-speaking people? Because the Soviet Union put them there. But this was the land of Ukraine. Well, the international community is basically, in the same way that we did with Adolf Hitler taking Czechoslovakia and the Sudetenland and so forth, we have turned a blind eye, and we've said, well, I guess, yeah, it's full of Russian people and Russian culture, so I guess they can have it. But then when the Russians started backing these separatists in Ukraine, the United States and the community of nations have risen up and said, that's going too far. Well, this has put Russia now on the defensive, and Russian heavy bombers flew out of area patrols last year more than any other year since the Cold War, and that Russia's long-range flights are rising and occurring in places they haven't before, like Canada, Alaska, and the English Channel. So in other words, Russian military flights are going skirting our Alaskan coast, skirting Canada, skirting the English Channel, and there has also been the sighting of two Russian Navy ships off the shores of the United States, near Cuba and Venezuela. And so CNN also reported Tuesday that Russian hackers were able to breach a White House computer system after a successful cyber attack on the State Department.
And so how do we pray?
Well, again, we need to be praying that God would raise up his leaders in Russia. You know, there are a lot of godly people in Russia, a lot of Christian people, a lot of people who are Bible-believing Christians in Russia, and there are also a lot of Christian leaders in Russia. And we need to pray that they would have wisdom, that they would have favor, and that they would rise up with courage.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.